Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Thursday, everybody. Sean Cantwell, Adam Harahuck, Drew Duffney at your local alternative, Solid State Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thursday. We're taking care of ourselves. At least I am.
Drew kind of is. Well,
he's got a coffee drink.
Yeah. And soon there's going to be a whiskey drink and a vodka drink and a lager drink. And
when I need to pee, I use a kitchen sink.
Yeah.
That too.
No, went stopped my mom's on the way today, and she wanted some Flex Seal stuff, normal errands, and got the wrong stuff.
Did you?
I feel like the older she gets, the more mistakes I make. Like, it was like she was nicer when she was younger and just forgave if I did something wrong, but now she's like, nah, I'll take that back. I'll go get it myself. And I'm like, well, all right. And then I was going to move some blocks, you know, she's trying to, and they're heavy. And she's like, no, you'll get all sweaty, and you're going to be around other people. I don't want you to be smelly when you're in the studio. I'm like, Ma.
Appreciate that.
I'm going to wash up, with Ma. Your mom. It's not a big deal.
One, yeah.
You know, like Adam comes from work.
That's right.
But,
no. And occasionally comes smelling like grilled onions. So what's your point?
I shower religiously.
He works at a grocery store, not McDonald's.
Right? Or working like construction or anything like that. It is a hot one though. Isn't this like the first day of spring or fall?
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, we got one more day of summer.
And boy, we got it all.
Yeah, I've been trying to rush us to fall. God.
84 degrees out there. It's beautiful out there.
Oh yeah, I'm loving it. Like summer really getting its last little bit in here before the weather does what it does in this state.
I hope we have a mild winter. I really do.
We're not going to. You know that, right?
I know.
I was going to say, I don't. I'm just trying to rip the Band-Aid off before it happens. But the general consensus is, with weather the way it is, is we are going to have a really, really heavy snowstorm early, like November early.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Then
good thing I'm going to be in New Orleans the first week of November.
Yeah. Then a bitter cold winter. Like, so cold it's not going to snow for most of the winter.
You know what? I'm okay with this.
And then,
I can deal with that.
My pipes always freeze. I can't deal with that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I thought you got that whole thing taken care of. Don't you have, like, aren't you, like,
a heater
wrapping
down
your...
There?
Yeah. I got the heat tape, but still some of... part of the house still freezes. That's why I want to get a gas line down there, and so we can put like a little fireplace, one of those ventless fireplaces there, and heat up the whole house.
Ventless, he says. He's just trying to take out the family with carbon monoxide poisoning.
Hey, we have one of those in the house already, and it warms up everything. Well, except the basement, of course, but you know.
Well, yeah, because that would make sense.
When you mentioned the ventless, it was weird history, but it was something I read. And it talked about petty things through history, and it showed this gravestone.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, Marcy Simmons, age 26, died from explosion using Phil Simmons anti-explodable lamp oil. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, right on the gravestone, like, called out the manufacturer of the type of lamp oil that it was.
Throwing all kinds of shade. Wow.
You know, yeah. So.
Reggie Brown died from using a hairdryer in a shower because it didn't tell him not to.
Yeah. And that's the thing. My mom has a ventless dryer. And I never did trust those things. Like, it's kind of like a ventless fireplace.
Yeah.
I get that they're safe. Lots of people have them. I don't know if I trust it. If you're burning something, you're burning something. There's going to be exhaust.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want it below me. If I'm going to have something on fire that is ventless, I want it above me so that I got a chance to get out. You got it below you, you're like, man, honey, you got to lay off the onions. And all of a sudden, you know, your basement's, you know, getting your feet at night. Man, you're cozy and sleeping and warm. And then
that's when the floor collapses that you barely already have, because that's all getting ripped out at present.
No, well, I got to get a gas line down there anyway, because I have an electric water heater. And that is a very expensive thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to get one of those tankless water heaters, but they're coming down in price finally.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Water Heater Talk right here on Solid State Radio.
Yeah,
this is just riveting for people.
Yeah, handyman.
Well, it's a general kind of talk kind of show, so somebody's probably like, yeah, I'm going to have to get a tankless also.
Tool Time did it. Like, them guys made a living at it.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Someone's probably enjoying this. I don't know who that someone is, but I'm sure they are. We've got plenty of things to talk about today that aren't water heaters, so stick around. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Big Wreck at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. There's Drew Duffney. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Lincolnshire, England. There was a guy that... Was it a guy or... Some concerned citizen was worried about a mass killing. It was a concerned passerby. Mistook the...
Not hard to see how that might be something people might be concerned about, because Lord knows we were apparently in just the summer of mass shootings.
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
I think this
person was thinking it was like a Jonestown kind of thing, but no, it wasn't a mass killing. It was just a yoga class.
How do you confuse those two things?
So they really didn't just drink a bunch of bad Kool-Aid and lay on their backs?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they thought was going on?
Downward facing dead.
Yeah.
Let me see. It seems a concerned onlooker in Lincolnshire, England took corpse pose a little too literally. Apparently corpse pose must be a yoga thing.
Yeah, supine. You lay supine with your arms spread.
According to a Facebook post by Seascap Cafe at the Observatory, a cafe that is also a community space, art gallery, and exercise studio, police rushed to the business shortly after yoga class wrapped Wednesday around 9:30 because a concerned passerby mistook the final resting position the entire class was participating
in. As their actual final resting position.
In a mass killing.
Yeah, the fact that they were on mats and all wearing yoga pants didn't give it away?
Apparently not. Final, well, I mean, what was that one cult that all killed themselves? They were wearing like Adidas.
Was it Jim? That was Heaven's Gate, wasn't it?
Heaven's Gate, yeah.
The one that was tied into the comet or something.
Well, they Hail put Bob. Red Kool-Aid in their Hail shoes, Bob, didn't yeah. they?
Huh?
Didn't they put red Kool-Aid in their shoes?
No,
that was Jim Jones.
Jones, okay. Yeah. You're getting your mass killings all right stuff.
Yeah, you're getting your cults a little messed up.
Yeah,
there.
So yeah, like the Heaven's Gate people, they all died. Yeah. But they were styling with their Adidas kicks.
Right. Definitely getting into heaven with those stylish kicks and track suits.
Yeah, you couldn't buy angel wings at MC Sports. So you had to buy Adidas.
Right.
The unidentified person reported a mass killing in our reported a mass killing in our building, having seen several people lying on the floor, which actually turned out to be a yoga class in meditation. We are not part of any mad, the post continues, that we are not part of any mad cult or crazy clubs. All in all, this situation turned out positive, and we are, of course, grateful.
And we have a new member.
Yeah.
He saw how calm we were and decided to change his lifestyle. He's now a professional yogi.
All's well that ends well, I guess.
I suppose. Here's ours at Solid State Radio. Michigander at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour.
I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Harahuck, and that's Sean Cantwell. I have to explain that because I always miss that part. Normally I do it on my show, and on Sean's show, he gets the liberty. So he gave it to me today. This is awesome. I've been on vacation all week, and yeah. I decided to dedicate my vacation to you guys.
Oh, that's cool. We appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, I can save my voice for other things that I do. By the end of the week, Adam's gasping and raspy voice, and I'm going to do all the talking.
There you go. Oh,
well. Someone's going to need to save him because he's got a double show to do this weekend.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that, too.
Well, yeah, we're going
to do 4 to 12. 8 hours of radio.
Right?
three of it outside in lederhosen, eating brats and potato salad. And
by the last of sessions is going to be how a lot of men just, good night, I'm out of here. To hell with it.
I'm done. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Oh, well. I had a situation this week, guys. I was having a meeting with not really a meeting. We were just kind of shooting the breeze. It was nice weather, like you said. It's the end of summer. And we're all just kind of standing outside. And I'm the blue collar of the group. I mean, these are all complex directors and leadership of some sort. And I didn't really know who they all are. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm not intimidated by authority in most cases, unless it's an officer and I'm drunk. But in this particular case, it was just a bunch of supervisors of some sort. And we're talking about, you know, the way things used to be in the world, not politics, and winters come in and fall and looking forward to hoodies and campfires and that sort of stuff, and just normal talk.
Yep.
And then the one guy pipes up and he goes, well, guys, I'd love to sit here and talk. He goes, but I really got to get going. I got a big meeting to go to. Now, I had noticed during this conversation, because they're all kind of standing in a semicircle facing me, because I'm the working class and they're all the pencil pushers. And I noticed that his pants were unzipped. And the only thing sticking out was the tail of his shirt, because he had a dress shirt on, and so it was the tail of his shirt that was poking out his little barn door there. And I said, well, okay. I said, I don't know what kind of meeting it is. I said, but if you got to stand up and do a presentation, you probably want to zip your pants up before you go. And he got a little red and said, okay, thanks, you know, and kind of straightened himself up and went on. And I didn't know. But this guy was like the king of the supervisors. Like, he was above all of them by several levels.
He couldn't supervise his own pants.
Yeah, I mean, apparently, you know, not. Yeah, ridiculously high salary this guy makes for, you know,
his
whatever.
His supervisor almost came out.
Yeah, that was it, you know. And there's one lady there, you know, and she's like, I can't believe you said that to Seth. And I'm like,
why?
Why? We were just talking about drinking beer and s'mores. What do you mean? She goes, Drew, he's the complex director. And I'm like, oh.
I'm like, apparently, so he finds his zipper complex.
You know, and I got to thinking about that, because I'm not looking down on him, or I wasn't mocking him or making fun of him. I was trying to prepare him for his meeting.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if he's going to go stand up in front of the president of the company, I didn't want a shirt tail poking out his barn door.
Yeah. The president of the company tells, you know, what is it, XYZ PDQ?
Yeah, exactly.
And he'd be like, why didn't anybody else tell me? Man, those underlings, they suck.
Yeah, so what's the etiquette on that? I mean, have you guys ever been in that kind of situation, or, you know, not, had to say something that was embarrassing or complain or tell somebody something?
I mean, he probably could have pulled him aside, or, you know, I don't know the whole situation, but... I mean, I guess you could have just stood up and pointed at your crotch and maybe he'd get the idea.
Yeah, there's not really a particularly graceful way to communicate that point, I feel like.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, because I guess that's always been one of my fears of walking around with my zipper down. So a lot of times I'll double and triple check that before I leave a bathroom or anything like that. So.
Right.
But apparently not this guy. He's just, there it is. I'm going to take this out. Went out for a walk. Here we go. Let's do this.
Well, and it's kind of like the meme that says, it doesn't really matter how good the soap or the hand lotion smells in a bathroom.
Yeah.
You should never walk out of the bathroom smelling your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Not recommended, no.
No, I mean.
Now, you guys have been on radio for a lot of years. Have you ever, like, taken a live call or anything like that, or something like that was just embarrassing live?
Oh, no, you never. I mean,
No one calls this show. Well, the hell
FM,
you talking about?
On the
about?
FM, you never took it live. You always had to record it, because there was a couple times that somebody had too much to drink and wanted to complain that Canada was no longer part of the Blue Book investigation in regards to UFOs. And he was serious. He wanted that on the news.
Really?
It's like, that ain't happening. No, I mean, zipper kind of thing. Somebody's got something hanging out of their nose. Their breath stinks. You know, you kind of have to... kind of have to police each other. I mean, you can't be jerks about it, but, you know, every once in a while you'd be like, oh, you know, you got a bear in the cave you might want to check out, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I'm generally more the mind my own business type, and trust me, there's a lot of people that do want to that I would in theory love to, you know, would point out, but I don't think it would change anything if I did. Like, you know, the guy with the bad breath. I mean, God, dude, where you can tell, like, there's a tooth or something rotten out in there, and you're, of course, wanting to talk way super close to me,
yeah.
And you're not getting the hint that I'm backing away from you,
right?
Even though it now means I can't hear you, but I really don't care, because I'd rather that, rather you not be able to hear you and you eventually leave me alone than you than smell your rotten breath for another second.
Right.
But you can't say that to him, though. You can't be like, dude, have you considered maybe brushing your teeth once every 6 months?
I did screw up one time, though. I was with one of my first girlfriends, and we had gone on riding bikes and stuff like that, and I was saying goodbye to her. She's walking up the stairs to her door, and it was her time of the month, and things had leaked a little bit.
Ah.
Instead of just, you know, ignoring it, knowing that she'd find it herself.
You had to tell her.
I'm like, hey, what happened to you down there?
Oh, God.
That was his last date with her.
No, it went on for a little while longer than that. But, yeah, I mean, it was, I in hindsight being 2020, I was like, I should have just left it alone.
Probably.
And she'd be like, oh, I'm glad he didn't see. And I'm like, I saw, but, you know. not
right.
Just didn't say anything.
It well, after that, they're feeling embarrassed, and you probably don't. No good, I feel like, comes from pointing that out in that situation.
No.
So is it a thing, though? I mean, like, you had mentioned, like, the guy with the bad breath or whatever else. I mean, you know, do you, like, go back in the kitchen or go to another room with your coworkers and be like, okay, I just got to get away from this guy? Or, you know, I mean, is that, like, a thing? Or?
Well, this was literally at the bar, so that it just moved down to the other end of the bar and started talking to somebody else in hopes that he would get the hint.
Hey, we sell gum over in the vending machine over there. We might want to check. Might want to check it out.
Right? You know, we do sell breath mints.
Yeah. Adam always likes to tell the story that I had a little bit too much to drink at one of the local watering holes here in Flint. And
you know, never.
Yeah. And they were trying to set me up with this girl. And I'm like, hey, I'll buy you a drink. What are you drinking? She's like, I'll have a Dos Equis.
Oh, God. I remember the story.
And I'm like, yeah, I've heard that girls that drink Dos Equis don't like boys.
No,
I didn't quite. I'm trying to clean it up for our particular audience, but yeah. And I remember Adam and Cam and the other guys that were there just looking at me, going, "Did you really just say that to her?"
We just like said,
we're tripping over each other.
Wait, you actually said this to her?
Yes.
Yeah. He says,
my God.
Says, my dad says that only, you know,
girls who like girls
drink Dos Equis. And then the other girl says, well, I drink Miller Lite. What does that mean? What does your dad say about that? He says, oh, you guys are sluts.
So, okay. So there's a backstory to that, but it's real. So years ago, in the 50s and 60s, when my dad was of drinking age, you would go to the bar, and there wasn't anything like craft beers that there are now, but there were a lot of small beer makers.
You drank Stroh's or Schlitz, and that was it.
Right. And there was one beer, which to this day is called the Champagne of Beers for a reason.
I don't know what that reason is, because it's... Champagne is also terrible.
You know what it is, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Miller. It's Miller High Life.
Right.
And it's not Miller Lite or MGD, which I don't know if they still make MGD, but it's Miller High Life.
They do. We sell it.
And that was called the Champagne of Beers even back then, because that was your premium beer. Budweiser was, like, barely around. And so... If there was the only women that went into the bars back in the 50s, typically were ladies of the night, and they would always want, because they're trying to feel out as to whether or not the guys have enough money to take them, you know, to a hotel or whatever, and so they'd say, "Can I buy you a drink?" And she'd say, "Yeah, I'll have a Miller." So back then in the 50s and 60s, Miller was known as being a whore's beer. And so when this girl and the two girls were there, the one girl ordered Dos Equis and the other girl orders a Miller. I'm like,
well, they're going home with each other.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't understand it. I'm off my day shift at this office. And I ordered a Miller Lite and everybody started cheering.
Yeah.
One guy yelled dibs. Yeah.
And Drew ended up going home single solo that night.
Oh, we were like, Drew. We're like bringing them to you. We're like bringing the fish and put it on your hook and you throw it back.
we're setting it on a tee for you. All you got to do is swing, man.
I know it. Well, and we got in a conversation. I was lucky enough. One of the casinos offered me a meet and greet with a very famous country singer. If you know a lot about this particular country singer, you're going to know this story because it is now published, but... she sat down and she was wearing shorts. It was summertime and we were at a nice dinner and it was a meet and greet. And there was a group of us. It wasn't just her and I.
You can
there
say
was,
who it is, can't you?
It's up to you guys, but it was Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
And she had these scars all over her legs. And for such a beautiful woman and soft-spoken and very down to earth, I happened to say, what happened to your legs? I didn't mean it in a bad way. She's like, well, do you have any questions? And I'm like, yeah. What happened to your legs?
Wow.
So,
it's come just to like, find, no more meet and greets.
Grew up on a farm and was horse, you know, horses and that sort of thing. And she says, it's funny you ask. She says, because I typically tell this story sometimes when I'm on stage. She says, because it's not like I can wear pants every day.
Right.
She says, and these are never going away.
Right.
It's psoriasis, isn't it?
No. She was riding horses and got tangled up in a barbed wire fence.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The horse took her into a barbed wire fence and they just, you know.
Ooh, see.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, I just come right out and after it. You know what? I know the rest of the people that were there for the meet and greet were just mortified. you know, and I wouldn't take it back. I mean, you know.
Right. You got an interesting story out of it.
I mean, well, you also met, Howie Mandel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huge germaphobe he is.
Yeah. You spit right in his mouth, didn't you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Howie. Oh, God. Ow, it's in my mouth. Yeah, I can taste it. Yeah. But, yeah. So you're a germaphobe, huh, Howie?
That's right.
So if I touch you right now, you like freak out and let's try it.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a big old hug.
So how bad did the actual meet and greet with him go then?
Or was
you tried to touch him and he just ran away, basically, no, screaming?
But I had done three of them. There was Dwight Yoakam, Leanne Rimes, and Howie Mandel.
Okay.
At different times.
Well, yeah.
Three of them total.
Fair.
And, ironically, Casey... Oh, by the way, that was a big one. That was exciting for me. Not to be ADD Theater, remind me, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Oh. I wanted to meet Casey, but I didn't get a chance to meet him.
You met the Sunshine Band?
No, well, yeah, and Sons. But anyway, usually you all are seated, and then they come in later.
Right.
It was the opposite with Howie Mandel.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is his handler comes in with a blue light, because these are round tables that have, like, tablecloths, and it's a big round booth and whatever else. You and I sat at one at that restaurant. Remember that steakhouse downtown in Windsor, or in the underground in Windsor?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big round booth with, like, tablecloths, and his handler comes in with him present with a blue light and goes over everything to make sure that it's sanitary enough for him to sit down. And then everyone else is, we actually had places where we had to sit distance from him.
Yeah.
So.
I just started coughing.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I feel a sneeze coming on. Oh, my God.
Well, and there was none of that, though. They didn't tell us, you know, don't.
Spit in his mouth.
Don't. Yeah. Well, they didn't say, you know, don't hug him. Don't. There was no restrictions. I actually expected more. Mm-hmm. I expected, like, you know, don't chew with your mouth open. I think they just realized they can't tell that. But no.
He's kind of apologetic about the fact that he is a germaphobe, but he's open and honest about it. I am freaking out right now.
I love to watch America's Got Talent when, like, people run up and hug him. You know,
sweaty.
Yeah. But no, Casey and the Sunshine Band. So last week, Truck Drivers Appreciation Week, and that's a national thing. That's not just with my company. That's nationwide. And so they get all these, like, comedians and country singers and, like, people that I don't normally know. And they put them all on this podcast or this CD, and they say, you know, thanks, truckers, for what you do, and da-da-da-da-da. Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band thanked us.
Oh, nice.
That was kind of unique. I'm like, I don't know how they got him. Like, I don't know. You know.
They went to a local boat show.
He was at the bowling alley. They stopped by to use the bathroom. Yeah,
right. Hey, truckers, just want to let you know that I appreciate everything you do. Keep America flowing. Oh, hey, my pizza's ready. I got to go deliver this. I'll be right back. Yeah. Make a little love. Sell pizza tonight.
Oh, here's the Mighty Mighty Boston's, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Lovejoy, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. That's Adam Harahawk. He is Drew Duffney. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Saw a very funny meme on Facebook just now. It says, if my coworker getting beat up, I'm jumping in because I'm not covering anybody's shift.
That's also fair. I mean, that's also probably the reason I'm jumping in. I don't really want to. That sounds like a nightmare, but I can't cover for anybody.
Yeah, right.
The problem with bar
problem fights... Problem is, here, it would be one of my coworkers trying to start a fight with me, I feel like.
Well, I've met some of your coworkers. I don't doubt it. Them people, they'd start a fight with a parrot. You know.
Oh, you want a cracker? Come get it.
Yeah. Now, the biggest problem with bar fights is people are sweaty.
Well, yeah.
It's not like a hockey fight or somebody that, you know, you're in the street unless it's like L.A. in July, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's you get in a bar fight and you try to grab somebody and they're just going to slip right through you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does become an issue.
And they're intoxicated, so they can't feel pain.
Right. They're just going to fight that much harder, really.
Yeah. I got a novel idea.
What's that?
Why is it in this state we don't have any ice bars? I mean, obviously not in June, but in the winter, I feel like we could build an ice bar.
Just the bar, everything made out of ice?
Yeah.
They've
got one in Vegas.
Yeah. and they give you a coat to wear. And
yeah.
I think that, the gimmick of it is weird, but after a while, I don't want sitting on an ice block.
Yeah, after, you know, COVID, where we literally had to spend an entire winter sitting outside in order to drink alcohol in, like, sub-zero temperatures, no, I'll pass on the ice bar thing.
You guys ever done an ice luge?
Yes.
I have not.
I don't think it would be your thing, Sean. I'm not saying you're Howie Mandel, but I can't see me putting my lips on the bottom of an ice block because they're shooting, you know, pucker chased with vodka. And then you go right up behind me and put your lips on it.
No, not so much.
Adam's like, yeah, we did that at a biker party one time. Is that where it was? I feel like you and I went to the same one.
There was definitely bikers there.
Yeah.
The ice luge, is that just a Michigan thing? Because a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about when I say that.
Well,
I haven't thought of that in a long time.
That's a glorious. Well, you drink all your liquor warm anymore. Like, you don't like your throat or something. I don't know. But now, for those of you that don't know what an ice luge is, you can either Google it or you can just ask me. And essentially, it's a block of ice, usually in the shape of something, with a hole in the middle. And they pour liquor at one end, and it funnels through ice. And by the time it comes out the other end, it is chilled ice cold.
Well, I've seen it where, like, it's not just like a hole, but it's like a groove that goes all the way through it. So,
sure.
And then they put, like, the colored liquor. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah, they got all different designs and everything else.
Yeah.
But the novelty is, I'm sure now they've improved it since we were younger. But
you hope so.
Yeah. Probably not.
The
downside is it's kind of like a trash can party when we were younger, where everybody brings whatever liquor they got and they just pour it in a clean barrel, but you know, people dunk their head in it and they're dunking the same solo cup in it over and over and over again because there's no ladle, and if there is a ladle, it's somewhere in there floating in it, and people just come out of the port-a-john and ladle into there. I mean, you know, that it's kind of like that meme that said, we used to run from the cops and drink Mad Dog 2020. You guys sit in your parents' basement and drink White Claw and play video games. We're not the same.
Yeah.
You
know? Exactly.
Yeah. And
so you feel like your generation did enough things that you should be probably immune to every disease or really STD known to man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we like to do this on the show every once in a while. We like to talk about the differences between American culture and other cultures around the world. There's this blog here where Americans come back.
We'll go ahead and do it next then.
All right.
It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Republica, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. That's Drew Duffany. And Adam's got a list over there.
Yeah, some people sorts. Chiming in. It's kind of
a recurring topic on this show?
It's got a creative spin on it.
Okay.
It's Americans going abroad and realizing the differences between America and other countries. And it's basically how we live is different from... it's not how they're different. It's how we are different. For instance...
Okay.
Like we live a lifestyle of very selfish excess?
Very much. There's a lot of that in here. Free refills on soft drinks and ice. On our study abroad toward a trip to Italy, we jokingly called Hard Rock Cafe the U.S. Embassy because that was the only place for either.
They don't give you ice in other countries.
Mm-mm. They don't. They serve everything room temperature. It's kind of gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There isn't a lot of time where I really want to drink my pop at room temperature. I feel like most people are probably that way. Yeah.
And their response is they feel like it waters it down. It's the equivalent of us in whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a point, but you just drink it fast.
But also no ice in your water. That also seems... Yeah, you're watering down the water? How's that work?
Well, a lot of it is like that sparkly... They like to whip out that sparkling water whenever they get a chance.
Yeah, loaded with sodium.
Yeah.
But I don't need my water to sparkle.
No.
I need it to hydrate. That's really all I need it to do. I need it to get me to get me okay enough that I can continue to drink.
You do not drink tap water from most of those countries, and I'm not saying like Middle East.
I don't
or
drink
Mexico.
Tap water in my village, man.
Yeah,
right. Our tap water sucks.
So what are the biggest ones?
It's like the worst of all possible worlds because it's like it's a community well, but it's still public water that we still have to pay for, which municipal. Seems. Yeah. It's like, so we have nasty water, and yet it's not... we don't at least have the benefit of, well, if it's our own well, so we don't have to pay for water.
Yeah, no.
They charge us a lot for that water, too, man.
Yeah, it's garbage, and you're paying for it.
Come on, right. Flint.
Eating so damn fast, it seemed in Europe it's normal to spend 2 hours at a restaurant. At least every time we sat down, it took 2 to 2.5 hours. In America, you're rushed out of your table as fast as possible so the waiter can make more tips.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about restaurants in America is you need that turnover to continue making better tips and actually being able to afford to live in this country. It's quite a wonderful system.
On last week's show.
Yes.
And I was actually going to call in.
Oh, the restaurant where they're like giving you a 90-minute time limit?
Yeah, and I wondered. I was going to call in and ask. I was on the road, so I couldn't. But I was going to ask, was that in the U.K.? Because
Houston.
It was in Houston. It was in Texas. Okay. Because even post-COVID, they're upset because they won't even let you sit at a pub long enough to watch a full football game, which is a little more than 90 minutes, hockey or soccer.
Really?
Yeah. And that's a big deal. A lot of people want to go to the pub and watch the game, and they're like, oh, sorry, time limit's up. Got to go.
Wow, I didn't. Well, that seems like kind of the exact opposite of this that they're saying in other countries. It's not like that. And here, certainly, you have especially at a bar. You know, you're not going to kick people out and not let them finish watching the ball game like that. Right. That's don't happen here.
Well, and their rules have changed. They actually make you eat. You can't just go in and or if you're going to sit at a table. If you're going to sit at a bar, that's one thing. But if you're actually going to sit at a table at the bar in the pub itself,
yeah,
you have to order food, and there's a minimum, and that's post-COVID. But one of the biggest differences, you guys are like, well, we want to turn that table because to live here in America, we got to earn a tip. In other countries like Italy that you're talking
they
about,
don't have they don't tip. Tipping
in
system.
In fact, they get offended if you tip them.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, like in Italy, they take their meals seriously. It's like 2 hour lunches.
Yeah.
Like they leave their job for like 2 hours,
right,
and come back, and we get like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I wish we could do that.
What else
you
got?
Your work day is like way longer because you took a two-hour lunch, and it's like, oh, I'm so tired.
I say, would it be I am kind of curious about that. Like, do they have to, like, is it a longer day then, ultimately, from when they start to when they end because they take so much time in between?
Absolutely not. In fact, it's a shorter work week.
Like, yeah. We have this thing over with the... Where the wife works at, where, like, they can't, like, contact corporate to do things because they're owned by a Spanish company, and they basically take the entire month of August off.
That is correct. And 2 hours in the middle of the day. People joke about it and say it's a siesta, but that's not the case. It's just so hot that they close all the doors and all the businesses close right in the middle of the day because it's too hot to work.
Yikes. Another difference between America and non-Americans. Is yellow school buses. They're all over the U.S. and Canada, but apparently not in the rest of the world.
Do they just not have buses? Like,
I guess not.
Do they just make all the kids... Oh, my God. It's like every boomer ever with the we walk uphill both ways, 20 miles, you know.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on here?
I'm assuming. That's all the entry said. Just yellow school buses. Apparently, they don't have yellow school buses in other countries.
Well, and if you remember back a couple of months, I told a story about training that guy that lived in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was the biggest fear, that was the biggest relief, was his kids can go to school now and not have to worry about the lions. Because they would all basically get in the back of a truck and ride to school in the bed of a truck. Arguably, right. And it was a big truck. And the lions would literally come and snatch people out. And I'm like, well, what did if a lion came and snatched somebody out? You don't remember the story?
I think I do.
Yeah, I'm like, what would you do if a lion came and snatched somebody out? He's like, drive faster. That's just one less kid in school, and you just kept driving.
I figure there'd be at least someone with a weapon of some sort to shoot at the lions, or are you a lion?
No. That is a government-protected animal. Like, they roam free in the village.
So you basically just have to take your kid's life into your own hands at that point.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, sucks that Johnny didn't make it to school today,
he fed the national animal.
Yeah.
There you go, Johnny.
I don't know why they chose the color yellow for a bus, though. Like, I get it. Like, I understand what they're saying. I have no idea why that would be.
It sticks out.
Right.
You can see it.
People are, no one can say they didn't see that bus coming at them.
It's probably gender neutral. It's not pink or blue, which mattered back then. Yeah. You know, that was if you were having a baby and you didn't want to find out what it was, but you were preparing the nursery, that's what you painted back in the day, was either green or yellow. I do know that.
Nice. Okay. Ketchup. There's only one bottle of ketchup in France. They pass it around from restaurant to restaurant when an American requests it. Obviously, this person's joking, but we love our ketchup. We really do.
I mean, ketchup, I'm okay with. Like, it's not where I need to have it on everything. That's hot sauce, thank you very much. But
ketchup and hot sauce together, that's my jam. Or ranch.
I feel like ranch does not exist outside of this country, like, at all.
Actually, it doesn't exist outside of this region.
Yeah, apparently it's a Midwest thing. And in fact, that's the next entry. But, I mean, yeah, ketchup. I mean, back to ketchup for a second. I ketchup and fries, I mean, that's like, you know.
I'm more ranch and fries than ketchup and fries.
Okay, so do you put ketchup on your hot dogs?
Yes.
I don't really do hot dogs per se, but
until like 5 years ago, apparently that's a big passe, big faux pas.
Yeah, especially if you go to the Tiger Stadium, like that one.
Yeah, the singing opera guy who did, like, yo, you only put mustard on a hot dog. Apparently, yeah. Them's the rules.
And I will tell you, it's only been, I'm 48 now, and it's only been the past 15 years that I even eat ketchup. Like, I used to go to McDonald's and order my burgers without it.
Really?
And now, I mean, I still don't. You'll never see me put it on anything. If a hamburger comes, okay, it's going down. I'm not going to special order it anymore.
I love ketchup. Nothing brings the flavor of a steak out better than ketchup.
I dated a girl.
You heathen, you charlatan. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I'm just trying to get your goat.
Yeah.
How's that working?
For me, like with a burger or something, like if it ketchup comes on it, cool. If not, whatever. Much like, you know, with mayo, if it comes on it, okay, whatever. I don't care, but I'm not going to actively apply it. Mustard's like the one deal breaker for me. Like, okay, it has to have. Like, I will actually actively apply it.
I actually dip my fries in mustard.
I discovered
mix them both, ketchup and mustard. Yeah. Honestly, like for my fries at certain places here in town, like,
yeah.
I discovered a certain mustard that has horseradish in it.
Yep.
Oh, love that stuff. Yeah. But so that you can't put like relish on a.
Well, you can put relish on, but you can't put ketchup on.
Oh, I put them all three.
Well, even
the holy trinity of condiments.
What was the Bad News Bears movie? Don't you remember the heavy set kid talking about putting? Apparently not. Putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, he made it a thing.
Yeah.
But, so, we got to move on. But I do have a question, Mr. Ketchup Connoisseur.
Sure.
Does it matter what kind of ketchup?
The only one I don't like is Hunt's.
Yeah. That's that comedian that I was telling you about. That's what he said. He says, you know someone has fallen upon hard times when you go to their house and they serve you Hunt's ketchup. He says, call me. I have $4.
Yeah. Hunt's ketchup is terrible. I've never tried the red gold one. That's always on the very bottom. You got to get on your hands and knees and dig about it.
That's our ketchup at the place I work at. It's okay, but like, let's be honest, Heinz is kind of the gold standard, really.
Heinz is the gold standard.
But it does ketchup. It really does feel like, though, doesn't it? Like, if someone does have Hunt's, like, okay, you're this is clearly a poverty household.
Yeah, did you get this from the government?
I can tell you, I legitimately, when I go to McDonald's, I grab a few packets of ketchup if it's McDonald's that has the packet still.
I don't like McDonald's ketchup.
And I put it in my refrigerator in case company comes over.
Isn't theirs Heinz?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
It tastes different. It's got a very distinct flavor. But anyway, yeah, what's your favorite ketchup? Call us.
Do you know where ketchup came from?
Ketchup.
So ketchup was back in the day before they could preserve meat and steaks. So essentially, the population was eating rotten meat.
And the only way
to get rid of to mask the flavor of the rotten meat was, and it was actually all ketchup, was imported from China. And it wasn't always red. It was just spices.
Well, a lot of it was not tomato ketchup. I've come to find out there was ketchup that was made from mushrooms.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So yeah, it was to mask the flavor of rotten meat.
Welcome to Ketchup Talk at Solid State Radio.
It's another Condiment Thursday. What's your favorite condiment? I don't want my condoms to taste like mint. She can just deal with the rubber flavor. ranch dressing. I guess I was vaguely aware that it was American, but I hadn't realized how much. And Midwestern, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get ranch in elsewhere?
You can, but I'm sure the sales of ranch are like quadruple
in the Midwest.
In the Midwest as opposed to the East or West Coast.
Okay. That's probably fair.
You can get ranch elsewhere, but it's literally Hidden Valley Ranch. It's like that label only. You're not going to find like Kraft and whatever else. And in other countries like the UK and places like that, you can't get it because A, the flavor's profile's not there, because to them, it's like mayonnaise. Or aioli is what they refer to it as over there.
Yeah.
Right.
And the shelf life is too short because it's cream-based. So it doesn't pay for them to keep it on the shelf. They don't have, like, superstores like we do.
You have to go to an international food, go to the American section.
Yeah, it's which is loaded with Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Which is literally just like...
Pop-Tarts, ranch.
Frozen pizza.
Tang.
No, and the marshmallow cream. I forget what that stuff... Jet Puff.
Fluff.
Jet Puff Fluff is an American thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Root beer is apparently disgusting and an offense to most of the world's palate.
Mm-hmm.
Root beer is awesome.
Right? I don't understand people who don't like root beer. I mean, yeah, there's definitely levels of how good the root beer is. Like, I mean, we found the one that's the gold standard that now we can't get anymore.
Well, that's because they put alcohol on it.
Does it say it hires root beer? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's, we brought it back from the duty free. Not the last trip we went on, but the my last Canadian trip before that.
Yeah, I mean... We have Not Your Father's Root Beer, which has alcohol in it, but and it's good.
It's better than the Coney Island one.
I don't even think... I think they just gave up the ghost on that one. I haven't seen that one in years.
But, I don't think so either.
The Hires, I think it was with vodka. It wasn't like a malt beverage. It was with vodka.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. But, I mean, a non-alcoholic root beer, which I guess they make.
I'm told.
I've tried some of those gourmet root beers, like Virgil.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's terrible. A lot of it tastes like, very much like black licorice. Not a fan. My favorite Faygo, and maybe it's just because I'm a Michigan guy, Faygo. I like Faygo root beer.
I like A&W's well enough.
Well, Barks. I like Barks because it's got a little bit of a different
Barks
flavor.
Barks and
it.
Mug are just eh. Yeah. Like, yeah. Neither one of them get it right.
Mug is terrible.
Well, and I'm actually reading this list that you have here over your shoulder, and they don't go into a great amount of detail, and it makes me wonder if... They don't serve sassafras or whorehound. Okay, those two things are kind of close to root beer.
I've never heard of whorehound.
Nor have I.
You can Google it. It's basically like a root beer barrel. Typically, they're in a hard candy, but they do serve it in a in like a soda jerk form.
Yeah. So,
should we have a break and then do a couple more of these?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right. Here's the Struts at Solid State Radio. Greta Van Fleet at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahawk. There's Drew Duffney. I'm Sean Cantwell. And we're kind of going back to one of our old favorite wells on this show.
Yeah. Pretty much explaining why America is the best.
Yeah. Why we're better than everybody.
we're talking. Well, there was a blog where people who actually left America to another country and visited and come back and tell us the differences between the rest of the world and the good U.S. of A. One person writes in, I remember the Germans all being shocked that to do anything like drinking or smoking, you needed to be 21, but to buy a rifle, you only need to be 18. Well, they were also just as shocked you can just go buy a gun in most places here whenever you like, pretty much.
I mean, that is kind of a weird thing, admittedly.
Yeah.
But that's not just the U.S. I remember a comedian telling a story that he was in Vancouver. Or was it Vancouver? Someplace in Canada that's really cold.
Mm.
And he's like, it's so cold here, you have to travel in a mall. And he says, you go from the hotel through a tunnel into the mall. You don't go outside. It's so cold here, you don't go outside. And he says, I was doing a whole weekend. He goes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And he says, you can only spend so much time at the mall. He said, every day at 11 a.m., I went from the Buckle to TGI Fridays. And he says, so I was feeling a little froggy on Friday before the show. And he says, I decided to go to the indoor gun range. And he said, I walk in. And he says, I've never handled a gun before in my entire life, and I know nothing about guns. I'm from New York. And he says, the guy behind the counter is smoking a cigarette, and he rattles out, what do you want, with a cigarette still in his mouth? And he goes, well, I want to shoot a gun. And he goes, all right, what kind? And he says he just kind of held the gun, and he made the pew-pew sound. And he said he handed him a gun and a box of ammunition and said, all right, you're in lane three. And he said he didn't know how to load it. He didn't know how to nothing. You know, but here they are. You know, there's no class. There's no instruction manual, and it's kind of like that here. You know, there's no rules to going in. Like, you could just, if you have a license and a clean background, which a clean background means you've never been to jail. You know, which at 18, I mean, what are the odds?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, for most people, I would think.
Yeah.
Unless you went to West.
Oh.
Hey, I have not been to. I think I've been to in trouble with the law far less than anybody else in this room. Thank you very much.
And I went to West also, but there's one thing about Lapeer County that is different than Genesee County. Genesee County, you were either in jail or not. I did not learn what probation was until I came to Lapeer County. I'm like, we're all like, everybody scattered from this party. I'm like, what? I mean, in Flint, if you were at a party in somebody's backyard and the cops came, they're like, the neighbors are complaining, shut it down, get out of here. Here, they call for backup, and everybody gets on a bus, and you all get, like, checked in, and your parents got to come get you at 11 o'clock at night on a Friday night, you know, or on a Saturday night, complaining because they got to go to church in the morning, and, you know, now you got to repent your sins if you're Catholic, yeah. And then you go on probation. I didn't even know what probation was. You know, and I told them that. I'm like, I just moved here. And they're like, well, do you have a ride home? I'm like, I only live, like, around the corner. He's like, you walk home and you go straight home. And he goes, I don't ever want to see you again. Okay. Later, he did see me again. He bought a suit from me. But anyway. Probably was buried in it for all I know. He's dead now. Back to regular scheduled programming.
Yeah. Germans are all shocked that, you know. You can buy a gun. It's like, well, last time you had guns, you started a war, so or two. You can't have that.
Yeah.
One person says, I was hospitalized in France, didn't have to pay any of it. I mean, that's an argument. I
feel like that's going
to
come up a lot, you know, yeah.
In Ireland right now, it's cruel that we force our grocery store clerks to stand up for their entire shift. They are allowed to sit in Ireland when scanning items, and I don't see any good reason why we don't allow that back home.
We do?
Aldi.
Aldi's lets people sit down, and so many people of the Karen and Ken world
hate that.
They shouldn't be sitting down. They're working.
Okay, I will tell you, an ex-girlfriend, former boss of mine, actually at the same time, later went to work for Aldi, and they worked their thighs off.
Yeah.
She was thinner than I ever seen her. I'm like, holy crack. But that was not the case. Basically, they work a 10-hour day, mm-hmm. and... the first hour of the day they go in, the store is closed, and they fill everything that's light. They don't restock everything. They just pick what is empty or light, and they stock the shelves for the first hour. Then they open the doors, they go up front, and they sit because they just did 4 hours worth of work in an hour.
Yes.
And they sit behind a register, and then they scan everybody during the rush, and then when there's no customers, they get back up, and they go straighten the shelves a little bit. Then they close early. They have a very short day. And then the last hour, they pull cardboard and put them up front because Lord knows they don't have grocery bags. Everyone just puts their groceries in boxes. And so they put them empty boxes up front and kind of sweep up, and then they go home. And then they come back. And so it's literally the stocker, the maintenance person, and the cashier are all the same people. So that's why they're allowed to sit down because they don't give them breaks.
Even the place I work at, I would have no problem with them sitting down while they're doing that. Oh, but we give them a mat to stand on. Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, because that helps so much, really.
I mean, it. People are just like, they have that superiority complex.
Yeah, they need to feel superior to somebody.
Yeah,
because I'm better than you.
What
so.
Blows my mind is they're complaining about their cashier sitting down. Okay, well, next time you're going to self-scan.
Yeah.
You know, scan your own stuff, Karen.
No, I don't work here.
I should get a discount for scanning my own groceries.
I don't like to scan my own groceries. I want to be able to talk to someone. Oh, but then they also want kiosks at a fast food joint so they can show those burger flippers what's what for.
Right. They just need to feel superior to people, and I hate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Which one?
The fact that we have to put a flag on everything and, like, put our, like, people don't know what country you're in.
Just in case you might have forgotten you're in America. Yeah. Here we're going to remind you again.
When one person says, when I traveled overseas, I was surprised at how the public bathroom stalls gave so much more privacy, like a full door to the floor in most places. And that is.
Why is that not a thing in the States?
I don't know. The only bathroom I have ever been in. At an establishment was at the Hard Rock Cafe in Washington, D.C. It's like a tiny little apartment. I mean, the door completely closes. I was like, this is awesome. No people, no, you know, little kids peeking under the stalls or you know, U.S. congressmen tapping their foot.
Right? Don't you just hate when that happens?
So there's three reasons, because I remember this coming up. A, mops can reach under the doors and panels without having to open the door. Allows for more cleaning. And B, rather than having to knock on the door to see if the restroom is available, a gap at the end helps to determine if the stall is available or not.
That's fine. Can we meet in the middle and just not have the big old gap in the side of the door?
I will tell you, we have very nice bathrooms for where I work and the fact that we're truck drivers and you think, you know, a bunch of dirty heathens.
Yeah, you guys just pee in bottles and throw them out the window. I know.
Yeah, that's only we're on the road. and it's a Tide jug, thank you. I would fill up a bottle with one squirt.
Yeah.
We do not. I don't know if that was like negotiated in the union contract. We do not have gaps in the doors, and there's only about 4 inches between the bottom of the door and the floor.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's you can't get a mop under there.
That's exactly. You want to get a mop? Right.
Open the door.
Yeah.
Sugar. When I visited Japan, even some of their sweetest desserts pale in comparison to how much sugar is in American food.
Well, yeah, like everything is sugar. Like, wasn't that like the huge thing with like Subway? Like, their bread's not technically legally considered bread in some countries because there's so much sugar in it.
Yes, I've heard.
And that is 100% true. If you ever have a foreigner bring you dessert, my parents, my mother, now their neighbor is like came here from Hungary, Hungarian.
Yeah.
And when we first moved in, the house was brand new. It was like our first Christmas or whatever. She brought us over what they call cake.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you, it's a ring. Now, later on, I learned it's actually, it's pronounced pierogi in Russian. Now, we call pierogis, we think it's a little
pasta
pillow stuff with mashed potatoes. Yeah. But a pierog is a piece of cake, or a pierogi is a cake ring. And it's like cinnamon roll with no frosting or any kind of sugar on it. It's basically dough with like cinnamon in it baked. And they cut it. And it's
so it's like a biscuit, basically,
flavor-wise. A soft biscuit. But to them, because like I said, there's no, like you said, very little sugar.
Right.
And there's a lot of foreign desserts that are like that.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, to be fair, everything here in this country has like obscene amounts of sugar in it.
Yes. Yeah. But then, I mean, like French cuisine, almost swap out the sugar for butter. They put like butter and everything.
You know, but I think that's good, right? If you give me any kind of ice cream, I don't care if it's loaded ice cream or just butter pecan, or then you give me a good gelato, I'm going to eat like a quarter of a cup of gelato and be full. Ice cream, I can eat like 20 ounces of ice cream and go, man, I really want some more of that.
Empty calories, basically.
Yeah, and you're eating so much more sugar in the ice cream versus gelato. Like, you're right. It's cream heavy or butter heavy.
Right, you know? Yeah. Right. Let me see. Peanut butter is in the international food section, and many people don't like it. Also amazes me on how much American culture is all over the world, like our movies and TVs and shows. Okay, this guy's skipping all over the place. Okay, apparently peanut butter is considered American food, not all over. I mean, I guess
it's not a thing in many other places. I mean, I'm not sure why that, but we do put peanut butter in a lot of things.
Ironically, you're both looking at me, and all I got to say is Jimmy Carter's to blame for that.
It's all his fault.
Was it George Washington Carver? Didn't he create a peanut butter or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean,
there's our kind of sort of history for the day on Happy Hour.
Yeah. I know I was right on the ketchup thing, though. You can see that.
Historical fact or something we made up.
Yeah.
having coin money with no value written on it in numerals. Also, the dimes look insanely small compared to most coins. Having coin with no value. Oh, they're saying American money is weird because it has no value written on it in numerals, and the dime looks insanely small compared to most coins. And dimes are small
they're smaller than a penny. How does that work?
Yeah.
So, got one more good one over there to bring this thing home?
Yeah, and I've heard this many times. Lived abroad for 7 years. We're loud. I can hear my countrymen coming up the street going on about how they just had to pay to use the restroom. Americans are loud.
What? No.
Compared to other countries, yeah.
I can't see that being the case at all.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
As we look over our shoulders to see if the neighbors are paying attention.
Well, they're yelling again.
Oh, great. The idiots across the hall are screaming again. Lovely. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around.
Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels.
It is happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get out of Dodge here on a Thursday afternoon. Stick around, though. A full hour of condiment talk with Adam Harahawk is coming up next.
Ketchup belongs on a hot dog. I will die on this hill.
You're wrong. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you this, but, you know, ketchup doesn't have a place on everything, and that's including most things, including, you know, involving hot dogs, really. No, a full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. We'll get back after it tomorrow at 3. All being well, talk to you then. See ya.